Super. Take your Bible, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. We're going to read two verses. I'm going to read verse 10. You'll join me on verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. That ought to be easy to remember. 9, 10, 11. 9, verses 10 and 11. I'll read verse 10. You join me on verse number 11. It's right after the book of Psalms and Proverbs. All right? You're welcome. Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. All right. I'll read verse 10. You join me on verse 11. You ready? Here we go. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. And I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. And let's pray. Father, we need you. Holy Spirit, please help us to listen with your power. Help us to hear what you have to say, and help us to take heed personally. And Lord, help us not just to apply it to a situation, but to every situation in our lives, both today and tomorrow and years to come. If you so tarry, please, in Jesus' name, amen. I've joked with you all for 2.5 years that as we've started through this battle, that I told the Lord I wanted at least one church service in the new auditorium before the rapture. A dear pastor friend of mine this morning said, well, he said, this is going to be the greatest Sunday for your church till next Sunday, and then the rapture. I thought, well, kind of like that order at the moment, but you know, what a bummer it'd be to go through all this, all the moving, all the pain, and not one service in there. But I think I would forgive God for it. We face an amazing future at our church. We really do. This is God's church. It's not my church. It's not your church. It's his. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. It's his. He purchased it with his very own blood. It's God's work. Therefore, we must do it his way, not our way. I said something this morning along this lines. Too many churches today are doing it along man's ways and not God's ways. A church that wants man's ways is not a church blessed by God. Plain and simple. Well, they got a big crowd. Besides, you can go to a ball game today and they got a big crowd. There's nothing spiritual about it. God's work is for God's people, and God's work is to get people organized to get the gospel out. That's what it's for. It's not a community welfare center. I'm going to preach a whole sermon on this in days to come. America has turned churches into a welfare center. It's nowhere found in Scripture. I can't tell you the last week that went by that somebody hasn't called here for us to pay their electric bill, their light bill, or their rent. There's nowhere in Scripture says we're supposed to do that. Just so you know. Now, if somebody in our church has need, we pull together and help them as we can. But it's not a community welfare center where people call and get all everything that they want so that they can go buy their drugs and do whatever they want to do. See, you got me sidetracked already. Yeah, it's your fault, especially Marsha's. Grace Baptist Church stands literally at the threshold of great growth and an explosion, a good way, of growth. Brother Dr. Fugit this week texted me and said some very, very, very kind things to me. One of which he said, Brother Bush, probably in the coming days, Grace Baptist Church is going to be the fastest growing church in America. My knees buckled. I said, I'm not doing it for that. He said, that's why it could be. tonight we'll fill the moving truck and move from the tent tabernacle to the temple that is permanent. This will be the fifth move in 6.5 years. You know, it doesn't just happen that way. It doesn't happen to churches that you move that many times that often in that time frame and still have a group of people willing to follow you anywhere. Just so you know. It's not normal for a guy that's 52 years old to have started a church when he was in his late 40s. That's usually, pardon the expression, a young man's sport. But it's what God wanted. And thank God for it. We are moving from the tabernacle tent to the permanent house of God.
Amen.
The next move is across the parking lot. I don't have to go visit the work site every day. I can look out the window of my office and see what happens. Can I tell you something? For some, just moving into a building would be a success. But Grace Baptist Church is not a success because of a building.
You're right.
We will be a success because we do the work of God.
Amen.
Our church building is our workshop. It's God's workshop. Brother Hiles, I'm wrong. Lee Robertson used to say it this way. Church is a people factory. If it's not producing people, the factory shut down. Dr. Robertson's been in heaven for years. He's been not pastoring for a couple decades. The Highland Park Baptist Church is no longer even in existence, and what it was left to went back into the Southern Baptist Convention. They now call it the Church of the Highlands. Can I tell you why? They quit producing people. They quit producing people. I've spent hours with Dr. Robertson. Not much about my size, maybe a few pounds lighter. Just a grizzled old veteran, double-breasted, navy blue suit. Crooked white finger, snow-white hair. I remember him saying, Brother Bush, never vary. Down the line. Just keep straight. Do what God said. Soul winning, getting people baptized, get them in church, teach them to go soul winning, teach them to... Sunday morning, Sunday night, 3 to 5, that's how you do it. Whew. Never forget that. You know, our church is a workshop. Guess what? You get dirt in a workshop. You get a little messy in the workshop. It can be cleaned up. Having a nice, neat, organized shop is good, but if all the tools are on the shelf and nothing's being produced, what good was it to have the tools, the workshop? Let's face it, we can have all the tools in the world organized, put away in the right drawers, in the right place, in everything in its place, but if they're doing nothing, what good are the tools?
Right.
We are all God's workers. As I said this morning, none of us are more important than the other.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to say it. If you've gotten to the point where you think you're somebody because you're doing something for the church or for God, it's time to hit the altar real quick.
Amen.
We'll humble you. That man sitting right back there, Joe Lopez, for years was a janitor. Very little pay. Humbly, just doing his job. Got him preaching junior church. The best junior church preacher in America is Joe Lopez.
Amen.
No doubt. None whatsoever. Say, he doesn't look at it that way. Doesn't matter what he sees. He's half blind anyway. Oh, by the way, that's why he's a deacon. Say why? Because he serves. He serves. You see, God tells us how he wants us doing his work. Remember, not my work, not your work, his work. He says here in Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. waiting until later does no good. Well, I'll do it later. I'll do it someday. Say why? Later generally never comes. Most people either get old or unable to do what they want to do, and or they die having not done what they should do. According to the Bible, and we read it in verse 11, dead people accomplish nothing and just take up space. Because it says, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Verse number 10, the end of verse 10, sorry. In other words, you can't work once you're in the grave. You can't produce once you're in the grave. To our church, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might.
Amen.
God is not looking for the fastest. He's not looking for the most perfectly done. He's not looking for the most qualified to do his work. If you read verse 11 out loud with me, it said, I returned and saw unto the sun, the race is not to the swift. Good thing, because nobody in here is swift. Nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to all. He said, look, the battle and the race and everything that needs done, it's not always the most qualified person that gets it. It's the person willing to do it.
Amen.
And to do it with all their might. He just wants us to give our might to what we do. God wants to show his power through you, but he cannot if you're not doing anything.
Right.
You can have the most powerful tool in the world, but if you never plug it in, what good is it?
Amen.
We have an unlimited source of power called the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes,
for the work of God. And yet so many people, I'm just so burned out with church. Well, if you get burned out with church, it's because you're plugged into the wrong place. Sorry. That's it. Well, I'm just not being fed. Well, it could be that you're being fed. You just don't like the menu and won't eat it.
Right.
It's not a buffet and you choose it. It's military chow. You walk through the line, we flop it on the plate.
That's right.
I don't always like what I got to preach, but I got to do it. Now, let me give you just three thoughts here, and I promise you I'll be done. Number one, God says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. That means this, no job is more or less important than our best.
Amen.
If you're going to work in the nursery, change those diapers the best. That's one job I'm not doing. Yep, you can have it. I didn't change my own kids' diapers. I'm not changing somebody else's. I'll play in deer guts all day long, but I ain't touching no diaper. God has given you women the ability not to smell some of the most nasty things in the world. Amen, Brother Larry? Whew. Man, when a deer gut smells better than a baby diaper, something's wrong, you know? And God's made women ugly blind. Because you ain't no way you could look at a man and say, boy, is he good looking. There ain't no man in the world that looks good. Just so you know. And ladies, I don't care what you say, a brand new baby is not cute. Looks like a prune with arms and legs. Say, well, not mine. Mine did. I don't care. Aren't they so beautiful? As long as you think so. Are they sweet? Yes. Are they precious? Yes. Are they beautiful? Don't ask me. Can I tell you something? No job deserves less than our best.
Amen.
If your job is to sweep the floor, then let's give it our best. If your job is to clean toilets, let's clean them to the best. I mean that. I believe our bathrooms ought to be the cleanest bathrooms in town.
Amen.
I believe that. One of the things I hate about this building, and I really hated it this morning, I didn't have anything left in here to clean the bathrooms with. Forgot we packed it all. Mrs. Cave and my secretary got too aggressive. I had no Clorox left. Can I tell you something? Sweeping floors is as important as preaching. Mm-hmm. Teaching Sunday school is no more important than typing letters. You know, working in a nursery is as important as doing church finances. Do you know that cleaning an appointment, a toilet, is as important as doing a deacon's job? In other words, there is no position status here. If you are a position seeker in life, you're going to be disappointed at Grace Baptist Church. Because you'll probably get passed up on a position that you want. Usually we'll find somebody that isn't looking for the position and slide them in. And just because you have a position, don't let it go to your head. Be careful. I found out a long time ago, you let it go to your head, it'll turn around and slap you pretty quick. Usually not when you want it to. I told this story recently. I remember, I was 29 years old, and I got to work for Dr. Jack Hiles, the world's largest church, running 24,000 people, 25,000 on a regular Sunday. We'd have big days of 40,000 on the property. 7,000-seat auditorium, jam-packed multiple times every Sunday. Baptized 14, 15,000 people a year. Hundreds of people every week getting baptized. Just an unbelievable work. I thought, man, I have hit the pinnacle. I was cruising along. And then that cotton picker asked me to preach for him. You know, I wasn't as excited about working for him when I had to preach in his pulpit. That might sound funny to you, but you get up in front of that many people and preach for a while. Mm-mm. You say, were you scared? Beyond words. Beyond words. You see, God elevates people by how they serve, not by how they are served. God will elevate you based off of how you serve, not by how many people or how much you are served. See, it's not our job to have people do it for us. Don't get mad at me, but your preacher's the kind of guy that just gets in and does it with you. You're not going to do it for me only. The hardest thing for me to do is just not grab in and do it all. But I've gotten to the point in life where I can't do it all. One of the things I'm facing, if our church, we've had to hire somebody for the summer to help get us through this growth spurt. And I'm facing the fact that we may need to hire somebody soon after that. Say why? Because it could grow to the point where I can't handle it all myself. That's not easy for me to admit. I'm not one of those kind of people, but I'm ready for it. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
All right. God just wants you busy and doing your best, and he can show how powerful he is then. You all know I can't lead singing.
Amen,
but oops, sorry, Jamie. No, I'm glad I didn't the first time. Like I said, she's tougher than he is.
Exactly.
Can I tell you something? God just wants you to give it your best. I've done a lot of things I didn't think I could do. Good night. You asked my wife and I 30 years ago if we ever thought we'd be here doing this. Mm-mm. We never thought we'd do 95% of what we've done in the last 30 years. Seriously. Man, I'm having the time of my life. I feel like I'm 25 years old again from here up. Now, from there down, it's a whole different story. But from about the eyebrows up, we're in good shape. Most days, if I can find it. So, whatsoever thy hand, whatever you do, if you're going to sing a song, give it your best. If you're going to play a song, play it your best. If you're going to clean your best. If you're going to work in Sunday school, give it your best. If you're going to go soul winning, give it your best. If you're going to pass out flyers, give it your best. If you're going to help park cars, give it your best. If you're going to greet at a door, give it your best. It doesn't matter what the job is, give it your best. Number two, we're to do it with our might. I want you to notice something. It says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Now, not everybody has the same strength. Juan, come on up here. How old are you? 28?
26.
20. Oh, gosh. I got kids older than him. He's just a wee bit stronger than I. Can you tell? Now, we both have the same dimensions that are just in different spots. Thanks. You can have a seat. Mine were up there, but they kind of fell. I'm hoping to live long enough it comes out my feet and I don't have to worry about it. But, you know, not everybody has the same strength. Not just physical strength, but not everybody has the same physical strength. I don't expect my wife to keep the schedule I keep. I don't expect anybody to keep that schedule. I really don't. Most people could not handle what I do. That's okay. 4:30 in the morning, no problem. Get up, here we go.
Amen.
Work till late at night, that's no problem. Here we go. Now, the older I get, it takes a little longer to recover, but it's okay. I'm up to about 4 or 5, maybe 5.5 hours sleep. We're doing good. I remember when it's 2.5, 3 hours. You see, let's not criticize others who don't do it our way. Maybe they can't do it with the energy level by which we do it, but they're still doing it. I will ask people to do things for me that I know will not do it exactly the way I would do it. But can I tell you something? It's not that I do it that the important part is. Sometimes the important part is they have something to do.
Amen.
Sometimes is it just needs to get done. Everybody doing okay?
Yes.
Let's accept where people are in strength, whether it be spiritual strength, physical strength, whether it be emotional strength. There's some of you ladies, you're not going to be able to do all the decorating and things for ladies' meetings, but you can cook and bring stuff. Great. Let's accept their strength. You cannot get stronger by watching. You get stronger by doing. You can have all the weights in the world, but if you never pick them up, it does no good. You can have all the exercise equipment in the world. You can go to the gym every day, but if you sit on the couch and watch everybody else exercise, it didn't do anything for you. Hate to disappoint you. You can sit there and eat chocolate and drink your coffee and eat McDonald's and Arby's and Wendy's too and watch them exercise, but you're not going to lose anything. Yeah. I can eat a few more. You see, you got to get up and do something. You've got to exert with your strength. You say, well, I get tired. No. Did you know that tired people run the world?
Amen.
Did you know your body's supposed to get tired? That's what sleep's for?
Amen.
There are some people that, man, I wake up and I just feel tired. And you slept for 12 hours. Probably because you slept too long. I sleep 12 hours too. Takes me 3 days, but I can do it. You laugh. It's not too far from the truth. Now, wait a minute. We have to accept everybody else's strength is different than ours. Let's not criticize how somebody else teaches their lesson.
Amen.
Let's not criticize how somebody else changes a diaper. Well, you shouldn't have done it that way. You should have done this. Well, you do it your way. As long as it isn't going up the back or down the leg, it doesn't matter. If all the hatches are closed and it's way, that's all that is necessary, amen? You can tell an experienced mom. Yep, it needs changed. Mm-mm. You can tell an experienced dad. That baby's across the room. Yep, it needs changed. Yep, got it. Ain't no man in the world going to stick his finger down that hole. He'll stick his hand down a bear hole before he do that. I tell you something, not everybody's strength is the same. We'll have people that are learning musically. They're not as strong as somebody that's been doing it for 50 years. Guess what? We ought to accept their strengths where they're at. Somebody's going to get up and sing, and that's going to be their first time to sing. Don't you criticize until you get up here and sing. You don't know how hard it is. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
So before you open your big mouth, you ought to accept their strength. You say, well, that person messed up. Okay, where were you? I'm having fun right now. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with your might. Not everybody's going to do it as fast. Not everybody's going to do it your way. Brother Mike, did you know not everybody's going to drive the same route you would drive? But guess what? If you get there, that's all that matters. I don't ask people to go the same way I go. I don't care how you go, as long as you get there when you're supposed to get there. You choose the route you want to take, I'll choose the route I want to take. Do you know everybody has different tastes? There are things I like to eat that you don't like to eat. There's things you like to eat I ain't putting down the pie hole. That doesn't mean that I'm picky or you're picky. It just means we have different tastes. Picky means somebody else doesn't like what you like. Okay, going on. That one kind of went real hard. Number three, and I'll finish. Notice, God doesn't say we have to be the top dog to qualify. Notice God says you don't have to be the top person. Matter of fact, he said that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Wow. Guess what? Jesus preached to the common man. Now, I'm not rich people's enemy, but I'm not going to have a church based off of rich people. I believe if we're doing what we're supposed to do, God will bring us the people of means to help us as God wants. I don't ask anybody for anything. We pay our bills. We build a building based off of what our offerings are that we can sustain with no growth. Period. I think we're going to outgrow it pretty quick. That's why I got plans for two of them. But I know this, by the time we get ready to build, we'll be able to maintain what we have, plus add the mortgage for the next building. Everybody doing all right? Would I like to pave the parking lot? Yes. But I can't guarantee I got the $30,000 sitting there to do it right now. Would I like to redo the driveway? Yeah, but that's $42,000 I'm not sure we have right now. I think there's other needs that we need to take care of first. And I want to make sure we got a buffer to get us through for a while. Say, what is that? Trying to be wise. Now, if the Lord provides it, we'll slap it down and call Mr. Pitsnoggle in a hurry. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something? Since nobody's top dog, that means everybody needs time to grow. I'm going to go ahead and say this. There are people that have been in church a long time that have never had a chance to grow. They may not have been in a church that allowed them to grow. I know churches that push people down because they aren't exactly the way the pastor or the pastor's wife wants. Ellen, will you be quiet back there? Probably needs changed. That was too good to, no pun intended, waste. Can I tell you something? Everybody's gonna need help. All right. Yeah, let's get back to preaching for a second. Can I tell you something? Because nobody's top dog, everybody's gonna need help. Preacher's going to need help someday. But so is Sunday school teacher. So is folks in music. So are people on grounds. So when we can, let's lend a hand and help where we can help. And by the way, learn to be a chief instead of having to be the Indian. Or be the Indian instead of the chief. I got that backwards. Most cases, you have too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Amen.
Fellas, everybody has their way to lead, but if somebody else is in charge, just jump in and say, yes, sir, how do you want it?
Amen.
If they ask you your opinion, give it, and otherwise, just swallow it. Everybody doing okay? I got Brother Jimbo and Brother Greg working on a project for me. I cut them loose. Think I'm going to step in and tell them how to do it? I got 10,999 other things to do. It's exactly the way it's going to be because they're doing it and I trust them. Here we go. Is it exactly the way I would do it? Probably not, but they came up with a better way than I thought of. That's why I gave it to them and said, here you go, run with it. I like their idea better than mine. But I didn't have time to think about it. Everybody doing okay?
Yes.
All right. We especially need the help in our church service. Especially next week. We're going to have lots of visitors.
Amen.
Lots and lots and lots and lots of visitors. We're going to need help parking. We're going to need some of you to park farther away and work off some of those candy bars. I need everybody to be a greeter. Just greet everybody. You say, who's going to be a greeter, preacher? Everybody's nominated. There you go. Everyone, encourage visitors at the invitation. Help them. If you've got visitors sitting near you, pay attention. Peek. Now, don't sit there and go, oh, there's one. All right, that's not what I'm talking about. Y'all got it? Okay, I got to explain it. But there's nothing wrong with paying attention so that you can help somebody get saved for eternity. Help them. Say, I'll walk with you. Boy, that's good stuff. And go ahead and get mad at me, but when they come through the door, we're going to have to ask them if they have children under 3 that they take them to the nursery, or under 4, I'm sorry, new nurseries up through age 3. But if they're under 4, they're going to go to the nursery. Say why? Because I have an auditorium full of people that need to hear the gospel. Now, I realize we've been in here and we're fine in here. We got it. God knows I don't hate babies. All right? I don't want any more at my house unless they're grandkids. I love them, but they have their place. They're more comfortable in a nursery, and we're more comfortable with them in the nursery. And moms and dads need that time to hear the preaching to help them so they can be better moms and dads. I promise you, it's the best way. You ought to be sitting in an auditorium of 7,000 people and hear Dr. Jack Hiles. Take the baby to the nursery. Take it right now. Every head bowed, every eye closed. He'll pray right in the middle of a sermon. Get that baby out. People are going to die and go to hell because that baby crying. I've heard him say that hundreds of times. Yeah, that one right there. No. right on cue, amen? Can I tell you something? And by the way, I'm not upset. And by the way, Ashley and Joe know this is the way it has been, and that's fine. We've not been set up to be able to do nursery like we're doing in the new building. Nursery workers, we have a speaker in there. You'll hear everything going on in the main service. You'll be able to hear it all over the screams or under the screams. You can turn it up, turn it down as you need to. We'll just put one worker on, up and down, up and down. No, but we'll get through it. I just need everybody willing to jump in and help. Help at the level you could help. Say, well, preacher, I don't feel like I can do much. Yes, you can. You can be there. You can fill your spot. You can encourage somebody. I don't care if you sit on a chair, and as they walk down the aisle, say, good to have you here. You can greet from a chair. Doesn't bother me a bit. We're not going to have precinct captains in our auditorium. Everybody's a greeter. I know churches have to get up and teach their people how to be friendly, and they have tried to get their people to change where they sit every couple months so that they get to know new people. Lord have mercy. What happened to Christian kindness? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Let's give it our all. Let's do it. And let's use all our strength. By the way, when you do that and yield the Holy Spirit, then His power can work through you. And He'll give you power you didn't know you had. I promise you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon was something I personally needed. Would you raise your hand, oh my soul? Almost every hand. Thank you. You may put them down.